What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck-a-la out of it.
Fuck-a-la.
Bahama la colo bo bo mo. Mikaba la kakoko mo 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 bo. Shaka-kaka.
Hasta caliente! Shatol, shatol, shatol!
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I speaking? Did something happen?
Yeah,
I felt something just happened to me.
I think Jeebus put his hand through your asshole and started using you as a dick puppet.
Speaking in tongues.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media and all that shit at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And you can always, merci beaucoup to all of you.
Eat
who
the dick.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little commission. We get a little vig. get our beaks a little wet. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like anybody at any given moment in the fucking White House. Right. You really do. I mean, God, it's like a great episode of The Sopranos. It is.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like a local access TV version.
Oh yes, right. More racist.
Did you bring condoms?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are condoms?
I saw an article about Chris Hansen that he's like really, it became sad that his whole career turned into chasing diddlers. And like he didn't want to, but it became so crazy.
That is like, how are you?
I mean, you know, we want diddlers caught, but.
Yes.
It is a little on the fucked up side, too.
It's very fucked up.
Turned into a television show.
Because I don't know what Chris... I can give a fuck. I don't know what his career path was. But at some point, he decided that he wanted to be in entertainment. Or maybe he wanted to be a journalist.
Well, yeah. If he wanted to be a journalist, I really feel badly for him.
Because it's like...
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I'm Chris Hansen, and a long time ago, I had a dream to be on Broadway.
That's when the guy with the six-pack of Yoo-Hoo and a box of Trojans.
What do you say at the end?
At a 12-year-old's house. Yeah.
What do you say at the end of To Catch a Predator? That's a rap guy. Good show, everybody. Good fucking show. Good job. We're here every week. Fucking pedophiles.
And how did they get around... those guys signing releases?
I fucking don't know.
Like, because it was part of a police operation, they could therefore Freedom of Information Act or something. I don't know. Because either that or there's a lot of stupid people out there signing releases to be on To Catch a Predator.
Fuck yes. I think.
I can't imagine that was
the
case.
Well, I would like, don't think about that for a second, but think about people that decide to go online to hunt down 13-year-olds to bang.
Right.
What kind of intelligence level are they working with? Do you know what I mean? Where are they?
Well, there's probably all levels.
Yeah. But
the smart ones probably are less easy to catch.
The smart ones probably don't show up on To Catch a Predator.
Right.
So.
Right.
So it's probably easy to get those idiots to sign a release some way.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe they do something fucked up. They're like, if you sign this release, we'll get your bail. You don't think they have that kind of agreement. I mean, if that ever
I can't imagine that. Yeah.
That would be fucking horrible.
I don't think that
would
go over well.
We'll pay for your legal defense.
The shareholders, yeah.
But it is a fucked up show to work on. It's like, how do you... I mean, even merch, you know?
Because to me... what, are you going to have a To Catch a Predator mug?
Well, to me, that would be the cool thing. Like, if I worked on The Late Show or The Conan Show, I would love to wear those... you know, you see people out with those jackets at Conan's staff or whatever the fuck. You know, are you going to wear a ball cap that says To Catch a Predator, exec producer?
Right.
Or, you know...
I swear, I was on the crew.
Yeah.
I swear.
I work with talent acquisition on To Catch a Predator.
Well, I mean, you know,
there is a casting department there. There are people that work in casting for To Catch a Predator. I mean, really? That is a real thing. You know what I mean?
Really?
There has to be. Are there people? Okay, think about it like this.
Well, they've got
Are there
Chris.
Warm bodies that a camera will fall upon to film in those shows?
But the diddlers and but the cops begin the investigations, and then Chris Hansen comes in and films the end result. Like
no,
they're not there.
What happens is
Chris Hansen isn't trolling online saying, "Hi, I'm 13.
No.
Come on over and
beer." No, but what is really fucked up, the cops are, right? So the cops are trolling online. So now the producers say, "Hey, cops, how's the trolling going? What are we looking at?" And this guy said, "Well, we've got this one perv here. He's 38 years old. He drives this kind of car. He seems like this. He's sort of like this on camera, blah, 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 blah." And they go through all these people. Yeah,
you
of course.
They go through headshots of diddlers?
Yes. We're talking about a national television show on a fucking network.
But they need volume. I mean, they need three or four diddlers per show.
Oh, yeah. That I think, depressingly enough, that's probably not. No, that's easy.
Oh, man.
But you know producers are looking through that shit to make sure. I mean, are you going to produce a shitty episode of To Catch a Predator or a great episode of To Catch a Predator? Now, you can't do both. You can't do both. So that means you do have to be in on casting and work with the cops and say, the cops will say, "Well, the evidence is really good on this one." And then you say something like, "Well, yeah, but they're boring. You know, there's nothing going on there. They look, you know, but this guy, case is not great, but Jesus Christ, he's fucking nuts.
I'm animated. I'm alive." Yeah. He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
I mean, if I'm an exec producer on To Catch a Predator and I'm looking through dailies and I'm like, "This sucks. Who are these people? These are the most boring predators I've ever seen in my fucking life."
I can't imagine.
Dude, you're talking about television and you're selling advertising dollars. I mean, the pressure is insane.
But it's the whole reaction.
What do you mean? The reaction.
Yeah. I don't believe from what I saw on those segments back in the day,
yeah.
I mean, I never saw the whole show when it was its own show, but
you didn't get the full box set.
I don't have the old Betamax version.
Oh, how depressing! What'd you do today? Oh, I binge watched season 4 of To Catch a Predator.
but I don't think they did bios of them. It was
is producing 1 minute. 1 minute of television and there's people on it without looking at who those people are going to be. You know what I mean? I just can't buy it.
I don't know. I think they go out and film the whole day.
Yes.
That the operation is happening. And then they save the good ones.
The best ones.
Well, the most interesting. I mean,
most compelling.
They
predators.
Edit them. The most compelling reactions of the predators.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, probably.
Right. There's a guy that just goes Fifth Amendment and sits there and refuses to say a word.
But there's only one Chris Hansen.
I'm thinking that's not going to make the cut.
That's
the way it worked, though, is he would go participate in these live stings. It wasn't like the show was setting up the stings.
No way.
The police were working with.
Fuck that.
No, it was the police would set up the sting.
Yes.
And then Hansen and Dateline would be there.
Right.
To film it for the whole day. And he would talk about how, you know, well, this guy drove by and we saw this car.
He read his lines. He said his lines on the show.
Who?
This is dialogue that we're talking about.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah. I mean, when he's talking about, you know.
But how is that casting?
I'm saying that.
What are we talking about? We're 11 minutes into the show. We're still talking about Chris Hansen.
Christopher Hansen isn't getting out of bed to shoot To Catch a Predator without being. If you're goddamn sure it's going to be a good show.
I disagree. I think.
That's amazing to me.
It's the day.
They just get lucky?
It's Predator Day. They set up their sting. And, you know, we've got Joe Asshole at 10:15. We've got Earl Fuckwad coming in at 11:30.
Can we put Earl Fuckwad in a different shirt? Because the lines on that shirt bounce on the camera. Do they say that?
I don't think they do.
You know, asking for wardrobe?
I don't think they would, yeah.
Hi, hey, I know you're
going
to...
Hi, I'm 13, I swear. Could you put this jacket on?
When you meet me, I need you to bring condoms,
yeah,
some Zima, and a solid
don't
color
wear
top.
White, yeah. Three choices
white.
Of tops.
Everybody knows not to wear white.
I don't know that
but
that's
they
the
don't,
case.
They don't know that they're about to be on camera, right, baby.
Right. Not the kind they want, not wearing anything.
If you're a fucking diddler, and the day before you go diddle, wardrobe calls you wondering what you're going to wear, you're about to be, I think they're going to get you.
But I mean,
you're walking into a sting operation.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it was the other way around. And maybe things got weird later. I don't know the story,
right.
But I know things got weird when it became its own show. And didn't some guy kill himself or something like that?
Now,
or some shit happened?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think one of the predators killed himself.
And I will say this. Now, a lot of you might be wondering, what does this have to do with Donald Trump? Well, a lot, because we're talking about child rape.
Predator, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is right up his fucking alley.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, y'all.
Yay.
Over at the commie Pinko. What did he say? The commie something. Trump used called something commie over the weekend in one of his little tweet rages.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
God, we don't have that kind of time. We only
fucked
have
up.
2 hour show. Over at the HuffPo, the commie Yay. Pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Hi, I'm Christopher Hansen.
The headline there says, oh, well, this is probably going to be the rest of the show.
Wait, when they're lighting to, I mean, honestly, it is a television.
Every 37 seconds, a Christopher
when
Hansen
they're lighting
reference.
To Catch a Predator, does Christopher Hansen travel with a stand-in?
No, they probably have a grip to stand there. It's near his size.
Your job isn't. What do you do? I'm Christopher Hansen's stand-in.
Stunt double. Over at the HuffPo, this, again, I think we're going to spend a lot of time on. Bonkers 6-page Trump screed to Pelosi.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I read about half of it before the show.
It's good, right?
And I laughed my ass off. This is insane. This will be hanging on museum walls. Replicas of this or will be projected on museum walls to just show how batshit crazy our tiny little man president is.
Will it hang in his presidential library?
I can't imagine.
Does Nixon have a library?
Sure.
So Trump's going to have one.
Yeah.
What in the fuck are you going to put in it?
Pretty sure. Nixon has a library.
I think he should wallpaper the place with his twats.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I, out of the blue, I don't know who got this or where, or if he released it or if she released it or if everybody released it.
Hand release.
But it's 6 pages long, single spaced.
What the fuck?
And it is him.
So yeah.
It's him. Nobody helped him write this.
Right.
They he dictated this because it is absolutely him.
So he's just he's just.
It's 6 pages of a tweet thread.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. This impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democrat lawmakers, unequaled in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history. Oh, somebody helped
him. Somebody was the beginning of this.
Yeah, a little bit. Right. Somebody helped him. The articles of impeachment introduced by House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. He's saying you can't do it.
Why? Because...
Well, I don't know.
What? Because, like...
Because it's there were fair, errors that's
in
why.
The FISA warrant with Carter Page?
Oh, well, we've got 5.5 more pages of why it's yeah. not fair.
But none of it negates what he did.
They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment exclamation point.
Wait, they have, though. There is proof. There is evidence.
You have cheapened the importance
I have
of the very ugly word impeachment.
We've cheapened it. Oh, I'm sorry then. Oh, I'm so sorry. God, apologies. Jeez, what were we thinking? How horrible. God, he's so hurt.
Oh, well, listen. By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office. You are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution. You are declaring open war on American democracy.
What?
You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's... I lied.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I lied.
Unfettered.
The parts I read about it.
He didn't say unfettered.
Yeah. Stephen Miller helped him with this.
Oh, yes. Did your little... Did your little Nazi on a shelf help you?
Yeah, yeah.
You motherfucker.
Your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which our God, these run-on sentences. That which our founders pledged their very lives to build.
Jesus.
Even worse than offending the founding fathers, you are offending Americans of faith. By continually saying, I pray for the president.
Oh, my God.
When you know this statement is not true, unless it is meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. Exclamation point.
The impeachment offends the sensibility of a bunch of fucking dipshit fucking evangelicals. Is that what he's concerned
You're
about?
You're offending them when you say, I pray for the president.
Well, you
You're
know what?
You're lying. You're lying when you say you pray.
This is a letter to the dumb fucks. Mm-hmm. Because, like, because they're the ones like Jim Baker and all those evangelical loads. They keep saying Trump is anointed by Jeebus or Sky God or what the fuck ever, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if and Trump and people like Baker, they've even said that if you protest Trump, you're protesting Jesus.
Yes.
You know,
God. Let's see, your first claim of abuse of power is a completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. You know that I had a totally innocent conversation with the president of Ukraine.
God.
I then had a second conversation that has been misquoted, mischaracterized, and fraudulently misrepresented. So he's saying, this is again the argument that I was in the bank yesterday and didn't rob it.
Yes.
Therefore, when you caught me with a mask over my head and a gun to the teller's face demanding money, that wasn't me because I was here yesterday and didn't rob it.
But also,
that's his logic.
Yeah, and also, let's say that they didn't see anything wrong with that call or what he said in the call. Is it the president supposed to work in our interest? I know that's hilarious, but let's say
he thinks our interest is his interest.
But he thinks our interest is getting him reelected.
He thinks the world's interest should be to please him,
right?
And to worship him and see how great he is.
Why is he putting all this effort into this? Because it doesn't make sense. All he is going to do at the end of this election, when he loses, even if he loses by a landslide, he's going to say, "This is bullshit."
Oh, undoubtedly.
I'm not leaving. Go fuck yourself.
Which is why we need a big number to give zero credence to his bullshit and lies. And then, you know, that there's no way that the army will stick with him. There's no way that
there is zero credence already. There is zero credence to anything he says. He's a fucking liar.
Oh, right.
God.
Fortunately, there was a transcript of the conversation taken. You knew this from the transcript, which is immediately made available, that the paragraph in question is perfect.
It was a perfect call. It was a totally perfect call. There's nothing wrong with that call.
I said to President Zelensky, "I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it." I said, "Do us." These are underlined.
Do us a favor?
I said, "Do us a favor, not me. And our country, not a campaign." I then mentioned the Attorney General of the United States. Every time I talk with a foreign leader, I put America's interest first, just as I did with President Zelensky.
Fuck off! God! This is a letter to Nancy fucking Pelosi?
Yeah.
I can't imagine her reaction was different. Do you think, Nancy Pelosi this letter, right?
Yeah.
She is it in an envelope? Or is it just handed to
What's going to be hanging next to the copy of this letter in the museums of the future is, why the hell was the 25th Amendment not invoked on December 17th? 2019, because this is bonkers.
God, Museums of the Future is a great fucking name for a podcast. God damn, that's good.
You're turning policy disagreement between two branches of government into an impeachable offense. It is no more legitimate than the executive branch charging members of Congress with crimes for the lawful exercise of legislative power. That makes no sense. He's saying, I get to do this because I'm president. And you can't charge me with this.
I think their whole attitude is like, I'm fucking president. I tell you what to do, fuckhead. And I think that's probably how he operates his business.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. One of the highlight paragraphs.
Oh, shit.
You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company paying his son millions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
He really believes it.
You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. This is that bullshit where he is on video saying, well, let me quote, because the president quotes it.
Okay.
Biden openly stated, quote, I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired. There's tape of that. You can put on waiters and go into any maggot's Twitter feed,
and
you'll
see
the clip over and over and over and over and over. The rest of the European Union wanted that prosecutor fired.
Right.
Part of the deal to help Ukraine was, we got to clean up corruption. That's the funny thing.
But that's...
The guy they wanted fired was the corrupt one.
Yeah.
He's the one that Rudy is going to talk to.
The bad guy.
The corrupt prosecutor.
Isn't that their argument for this Ukraine call? That they even made a reference to Obama holding up aid to some African country because they were like, we need, before we give you this, we want this thing to happen.
Right.
But it was a It was.
It's not to go after my political opponent, though.
Set up a hospital or
you
something.
You do use. You can. They use shit like that for leverage. It has been done, but not to. You're not getting the aid unless you give me some shit on my political opponent.
That's insane.
And you actually, it's not even. I don't know why they don't talk about it. There's so much to talk about, but the deal wasn't even that. He had to provide evidence of shit.
Yeah.
He just had to go on television.
He had to make an announcement
announcement that they were digging into Burisma and the Bidens. That's all Trump wanted was the announcement.
I mean, so.
Because he got his announcement from Comey.
Everybody knows what the fuck he means.
He got an announcement from Comey 11 days before the fucking election.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so transparent what's going on. It's insane. I mean, it's not even a fair comparison. That's like comparing ways like reasonable leaders negotiate shit, right?
Yeah.
If you want this aid, this has to happen. Or we're withholding aid if you have these prisoners. He's saying we're going to withhold aid unless you announce that you're going to investigate someone and you don't even have to investigate them.
Right.
That is, but to hold their aid up, and they're fighting Russia.
Right.
It's a real war, right?
Yes.
People are getting shot.
Yes.
And they're using money from this to defend themselves from Russia.
Yes.
Who's attacking them.
Yes.
And they want to take their land over.
And they want to buy some more missiles, too.
Right, right. To shoot at Russia.
At a cheap price.
Yes.
To protect themselves from Russia.
Right. And which is in our interest. Because we don't want Russia occupying Ukraine.
Define our?
Oh, well, shit. That's a good point. Not Russia.
You mean Trump and Vlad?
Well, that's different.
As our? Or because Trump and Vlad would be probably fine with Ukraine going away and becoming part of Russia.
You know, it's, you know, a lot of these maggots that support Trump are the same people that scream about their fucking freedom and shit. Like, they're worried about the government coming to get their fucking guns. Well, the government is fucked our election, right? They're abusing their power against you, but you're just sitting there like a lapdog.
The next paragraph, Trump goes off on the no quid pro quo. It's Zelensky declared, "I did nothing wrong. There was no pressure." Blah, blah, blah. The Ukrainian foreign minister said no pressure. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin met privately with Zelensky. He said there was never mention of anything. Blah, 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 blah.
Can you imagine you're Zelensky? And you're a politician, but you come from reality television. And all of a sudden, you get elected. And this guy's right up your asshole.
Right.
Trump is right up your asshole saying, hey, if you don't do the thing that you said you weren't going to do, we're going to let Russia take over your country. That's fucked
and this,
up.
This cracks me up. Never once did Ukraine complain about pressure being applied, not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him, no quid pro quo, I want nothing, I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing, do what he ran on.
Well, Sondland...
He's testifying, I told Sondland no quid pro quo, therefore there's no quid pro quo.
Did he listen to all of Sondland's testimony?
But listen to the second half of his sentence. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing.
That's quid pro quo!
By doing the right thing, he means I want him to investigate corruption. What corruption would that be? The only corruption he mentioned in any of those phone calls.
Yes.
The only corruption. Biden and the Burisma.
Right. You know, a lot of the complaints about Obama was when he was president is that, oh, another Harvard lawyer. How shitty. Yeah, yeah. You mean somebody that can understand shit? That has any kind of reading comprehension? Oh, God. He's such a dipshit. He said in the same sentence, where he said there was no quid pro quo, he actually confirmed that there was quid pro quo. Is that right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, yeah.
How the fuck do you even do that?
That's what he and Rudy do. Rudy admitted he wanted Yovanovitch gone.
Right.
Because literally he said, because she was going to get in the way of our investigations.
Oh my God.
Skipping a little paragraph, that, blah, blah, yeah. blah. Everyone.
This is good.
Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. Your chosen candidate lost the election of 2016 in an electoral college landslide, 306 to 227.
Okay.
And you and your party have never recovered from this defeat.
See, that's the whole, that's why this man, that's why Donald Trump is dangerous, because he doesn't.
He's bringing up his election landslide.
But he's still in the same bubble he was in at the beginning of his presidency. Right, right. Do we know more about, this is a dumb question. Are we more informed about what's going on than Trump?
Of course we are.
That sucks.
Of course we are. He doesn't know anything about anything.
Now,
he doesn't care. How does it affect him?
We did our show most days Obama was president, I think. Yeah. Do you think we had a better handle on current events than Barack Obama? I'm going to say
no,
I did. I did not.
No.
Right. But Donald Trump, yes.
I think Shelby has more knowledge of current events than Trump does.
Right.
Unless it directly affects him.
Yes. That's true.
Oh God, Rudy's still talking.
That's not good for anyone, right? I mean, it's not even good for Rudy.
Well, it's good for us.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
good for
good.
The theater that's going on.
God, what a bunch of fucking idiots, man.
Rick Wilson tweeted that letter, it's like peering into the mouth of madness.
It is. What? If I'm sending a letter to Nancy Pelosi to plead my case.
25th Amendment is trending.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
God.
The 25th Amendment is trending on Twitter.
Well, you know, okay. I'm going to be a shitbag. And I'm going to do this thing. Well, maybe this is part of his master plan. Maybe he's playing three-dimensional chess. Maybe he's decided, maybe he's made the decision that the only way out of this is 25th Amendment. But that's not the case. There's no way.
Yeah, you think Mike Pence is, Mike Pence would turn on him in a
yes,
microsecond.
Any of them.
I don't know about any of them.
Stephen Miller.
Maybe.
If he had the choice between advancing white nationalism and fucked up Hitler shit. Or Trump, he would pick the Hitler shit, I think.
Yeah, by Trump.
God, isn't that great? I mean, just horrible people.
He's mad at her saying, oh yeah, we already said that about that she lies about praying for him.
Oh yeah,
you're not praying for me.
That's right. Oh my God, that must have pissed him the fuck off, right? You're not praying for me.
Yeah, this is true. There's obviously parts that Trump did not write because there's big words and it's an almost normal speech. But then there are other parts. This person says, but the batshit crazy parts sound just like him. So it sounds like they sprinkled in things. And then he was like, I'm going to write about witch hunt. I'm going to write about.
Yeah.
I want you to say this.
Right. He wants to hit back. This isn't about making his case. This is about hitting back. You probably said, because I asked a bunch. Did the White House leak the letter? Or did Nancy Pelosi?
The White House released the letter.
Oh, it's like an open letter to Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, he probably delivered
it the fuck up.
To her first, but they released it for the public.
Nancy Pelosi gets an envelope. She's opened the fucking thing up. She's reading it. She's like, it's from the president. Holy shit. Is she immediately like...
The only benefit is that the Trumpansies aren't going to read this letter.
Well, can't.
They're going to hear... Kilmeade, the man who, so the, if you Luminalda's face, it would look like a Pollock painting of Trump DNA.
It's what I like. Don't make fun of me.
And Hill and Ainsley and Ducey.
Oh, yes.
Filling up a little kiddie pool of squirty of Trump juices.
Sure. Bleh. You know,
and rolling around and reading the contents of this letter and just being thrilled.
We're going to need you to fill this whole pool up.
Listen to how he owned the libs, how he owned Pelosi. But she better resign in humiliation now. He scorched her.
But they released the letter, so this is just a way that they're just getting their talking points out, right? Because it doesn't matter.
Flash grenade.
Yeah. This letter did its job.
This means he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And he demanded that this be put out.
You know, I bet when Trump was listening to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, and Spotify, crabdiving.com, I bet that he thought, oh, this is great. Are they just going to talk about Christopher Hansen all day? Maybe they won't even do news about me. I hate when they do negative news about me. It makes me sad. You think he said that?
I think he says that every 37 seconds. Fake news.
Oh, yeah.
It says 71% of Americans is trending.
Oh, he just said that number like,
Schumer. 71% of Americans believe President Trump should let his top aides testify in a Senate trial.
Well, of course. Well, what's the point at? What is the point of having a big old fucking trial to figure out what the fuck is going on?
Well, and again,
I'm not calling Mulvaney or
if
Bolton.
If Mulvaney and Bolton are going to exonerate him.
Yes. Oh, go forth.
They would have testified long time ago. How this argument of I'm protecting future presidents by not giving my tax returns, by not allowing Bolton to testify, by not allowing Mulvaney to testify.
I mean, you can agree with his politics if you're a fucking Nazi. Yeah. And you can disagree with if you're a racist, you can agree with him, you can like him, but you can't make the argument that he's not a self-serving fucking bastard, right? It's obvious. All he cares about is himself.
64% of Republicans say it, 72% of independents, 79% of Democrats say that Trump should allow those guys to testify in the Senate.
Oh, shit.
The last thing any of them want.
But, you know.
But then there are these other senators that are like, we can't railroad this. Trump wants Mitch to accept the articles of impeachment. Somebody votes to table them and we're done. 51 GOPers say, yep, we're done.
See, I read the opposite. I read that he wants to stretch it out because he likes campaigning on it.
Could be. Well, no, Trump wants that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump wants Mitch to do that.
Yeah. But Mitch doesn't
dismiss it right away.
Right.
Right. And then these other Republicans want at least a show trial. I mean, they think they should have witnesses. They think it should be a real trial.
Yeah. I mean, there should be a real trial, though,
Lindsay's
right?
Lindsay's done, though. Lindsay's admitted he's already decided. I've already decided.
You know what? Lindsay's is in great company because Cindy Hyde, whatever her fucking name is from Cynthia Hyde or
Mississippi, right?
I almost said Cindy Hyde Pierce, and that would make her David Hyde Pierce's sister.
Related
to her,
David Hyde Pierce.
That's not the case. They're not brother and sister, right?
Correct.
Can't imagine, you know, David Hyde Pierce is Cindy Pierce's.
We'll see what they end up with if they end up. What the trial is going to look like. Mitch said he's working with the White House.
Yes.
To determine how to do it, which.
Right.
I don't know. And then a bunch of other, like your Susan Collins's and your Purpley State, your Nevada's what's that asshole's name in Nevada? They're tap dancing away.
Yeah.
From what Mitch McConnell's saying about.
It's
coordinating
crazy
with Trump.
it's crazy to me that they're isn't there a set way the impeachment is supposed to go anyway?
No, that's the problem, is that they get to kind of make up the rules.
And they get to kind of make up the rules is Senate leadership and the White House.
The final vote, we know, has to be a 2/3 vote to convict.
Little Mike Pence can't tap dance down.
But procedurally, you know, they can have votes that require simple majorities.
And right.
One could be, we vote to not accept these articles of impeachment. They're bollocks.
Yeah.
Which is what Lindsey wants to do.
Right.
And what Trump wants them to do.
And Cindy Hyde wants to do that, too. Now, for anybody that doesn't know who that is, she also said that she would want to watch public lynchings if they came back. She would enjoy that.
I don't believe that's what she said.
She
mentioned
she would go
about lynching. Something
it's really fucked up. Cindy Hyde Smith, not yeah. Pierce. She is not related to David Hyde Pierce.
62% of Republicans want Trump's aides to testify.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. The latest Washington Post news poll. Oh, well, Trump is going to hate the poll anyway. It's Washington Post.
Oh, yes. Oh, he hates that.
The Jeff Bezos Washington Post.
Right.
Let's see what's going on over the Drudge report.
Yay.
It's probably the same thing, maybe about that batshit insane letter. Do yourself a favor and read the letter.
I mean, that's crazy. It's obviously just a way to get his talking points out, right? Everybody knows Hunter Biden, blah, blah, blah.
Over the Drudge report.
Yes.
It says I day. Dems have votes. Impeachment day.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, yeah, it is. It's good. I mean, it's not a good thing that it's happening, but it's a good thing that the system is starting to do something about this tyrant, right? I mean,
yeah.
Even though nothing is going to happen, I guess, but damn. Oh, by the way, Cindy Hyde Pierce said she would, quote, be in the front row of a public hanging if invited by a supporter. She would be in the front row. Well, so I think that's...
You want to have a good seat.
Damn, you bitch.
Mitch McConnell, it says, I'm not an impartial juror. This is a political process. I'm not impartial about this at all, he said.
Why would you make that statement?
Because he's a Republican.
Yes.
And he doesn't care. And what consequences could he possibly have?
No consequences. And I would think that Mitch the Bitch would not benefit from having... If there was a Democratic president and a Democratic House, would the House be... Why isn't Mitch McConnell being investigated?
For
the shenanigans he's up to with his fucking wife. For the sweetheart deals, for all that infrastructure in Kentucky.
I thought she was.
Oh, they are investigating
her.
Yeah.
Like the IG is...
Oh, really?
The Transportation Department IG or something that is...
But what, isn't
looking into some shit with her.
Isn't there a lot of, like, deals... With like infrastructure deals for construction with Russian companies and shit like that,
a big one,
I guess
like $200 million plant,
right,
in Kentucky.
Well, listen, Nancy, you're done, right? This is it, right? They vote and they send it on, and then the Senate handles it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do Mitch McConnell next. You're done with this. Next thing.
Well, they can't impeach the senator.
But can't they investigate him?
The Senate has to.
They can investigate him, though, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't know how that works. I guess they could. I guess Congress can investigate whatever the fuck it wants.
Right. I mean, Adam Schiff just says, hey, we're investigating that Nazi-looking fuck over there in the Senate that's in charge.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
Don't forget, we do this every freaking weekday.
That's right, Pat.
That's right,
Shelby.
Rick Gates, former Manafort's former business partner.
Okay.
Manafort, who, by the way, I think is in hospital.
In hospital. What's going on with him? He's got that
Manafort hospitalized for cardiac event.
Ooh. I thought he was in for, he had fuckface-itis.
Trump said, there's more due process in the Salem witch trial. In his letter.
Oh, my God, Trump. There is not, though. There's not. You're guilty of all kinds of bullshit. And I believe how they, according to Monty Python, how they did those trials is whether or not you just drowned a witch. And if she didn't drown, she's a witch. But if she died from the drowning, she wasn't a witch. You're getting
that's a great system.
This system those is better Puritans for you, came Donald. Up with. Yeah.
And we're putting up with their bullshit.
Oh, yes.
400 years later.
Yeah, Jeebus, all that crap. Fuck you.
Work till you die.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. You're meant to suffer in this life.
Shit, oh, yes.
Great.
Torture porn.
Manafort was stable and could be released soon.
Okay. So
it was a cardiac event. It's
right, right.
Some kind of cardiac event.
Oh, how old is he? He's in his 80s?
70.
Oh, 70 years old. Got a lot of stress. I could see that.
Serving a 7-year
yes.
sentence.
Right.
God, it's weird to see him with the gray hair.
Yeah.
In prison duds.
His lifestyle is probably different than it used to be.
A little, yeah.
Do you think he's ever like, prison guard, this pool I'm in, can you move it over 4 feet? I don't like the way the sun is hitting a corner of it.
Rick Gates, former business partner of Paul Manafort, was sentenced to 45 days in jail.
Damn.
3 years probation, $20,000 fine after he pled guilty in February 2018 to two charges related to conspiracy and making false statements. He also has to serve 300 hours of community service.
Damn.
And what? He can serve his jail time on weekends.
Oh, okay. Only on weekends?
If he wants, yeah.
Jeez. You imagine, that's some fucked up shit. I, you know, for as long as I can remember, it's always been ingrained in my head that Friday is a great day and Saturday's the best. Sunday sucks a little less than Saturday, but then there's Monday. But this system, prison on weekends, that would change all of that.
Right.
You know?
Unless, depending on what you got going on at home.
That's true.
Gates got a plea deal that in which he cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Russia.
As a star witness in the case against Manafort, Gates admitted last summer to a staggering array of criminal activity.
Staggering. So a fuck ton.
He faced 4 to 6 years in the pokey, but prosecutors said last week that they would not oppose no prison time because of his extraordinary assistance in their federal investigations.
Yes. Well, I think what would happen with some of these judges, I would be like, I don't want to be seen as a guy that didn't give jail time to one of these Trump fucks. Fuck that. I don't want that written on my tombstone. That's why he got 45 days, I guess.
Charges against Gates included conspiracy against the United States.
Ooh.
For impeding, impairing, obstructing, and defeating the lawful government functions of a government agency in relation to his efforts to hide money that they earned lobbying in Ukraine.
Oh, shit.
On behalf of the former president there, Viktor Yanukovych.
Right. Well,
the guy that was run out of town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And who now lives in exile in yes. Russia.
Sometimes I get Rick Gates mixed up with Poopadoopoulos for some fucking reason. He's a bunch of crooked white guys. But Poopadoopoulos served 2 weeks, right?
Not much, yeah.
Yeah.
He's running for Congress now.
Oh, that's right.
On the full MAGA. He went the Mikey Flynn route. The I'm completely innocent. I was railroaded. The FISA, or the warrant against me was unwarranted. Yeah. It was Obama. It was obviously political.
Yeah.
He's running on full. He's gone full batshit maggot.
I thought he got a deal, though, and that's why he only spent 2 weeks in jail.
No, he just didn't do much.
Oh, okay.
He just lied. I think all they had him on was lying to the FBI, so he didn't get much of a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Like, he wasn't like Gates, who was
right.
Poopy Doopy is some low-level moron who shot his drunken mouth off down in Australia.
God, that one thing that Gates did, that sounds bad. Like, that one charge, defeating a government agency.
Impeding, impairing, obstructing, and defeating.
Damn, baby, you're going to jail.
Sounds like Sheila Zelinsky, doesn't it?
Sheila Zelinsky?
The new favorite preacher who voodoo, ludo, and julu.
Her last name is Zelinsky?
Yeah. Not the spelled differently.
Not like the dude in Ukraine.
Correct. God.
Hoodoo, woodoo.
He was charged for impeding, impairing, obstructing, and defeating.
Wow.
The lawful government functions of a government agency.
Shit.
Gates also admitted he lied to the FBI when he was asked about a meeting that took place between himself, Manafort, then Representative Dana Rohrabacher.
Yes.
And a GOP consultant, Vin Weber.
Now, Dana Rohrabacher is Captain Russian McGee, right?
Oh, crazy.
Big time.
Yeah.
Why do people say that?
Because he is.
Oh, okay. A lot of shit.
Oh, everything. And anything Putin wanted, Dana Rohrabacher was all for it in the House.
Tulsi Gabbard isn't an agent of Russia, right?
She's an asset of Russia.
Oh, okay. Like our president?
Well, I don't know. I don't mean asset in the spook term. I mean, she may not be a willing worker for Putin or whatever.
Right. Her policies just align with that.
Possible.
Which is strange.
Right. She could just be batshit.
I'm trying to
think.
She could
believe that poor Bashar al-Assad is the victim here.
Right.
And that the chemical attack was a false flag.
You're talking about Syria.
The chemical attacks were false flags.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird. Why would someone with all those political views run as a Democrat?
To fuck things up.
Yeah.
Chaos. Putin is sitting back with his feet up, roasting marshmallows, having a great time, loving every moment of this.
Yeah.
Well, we got that story. I think you put up one version of it. It was a Daily Beast story. Do I still have that?
Oh, the one about RT's.
Well, yeah,
bragging about Trump.
There's I forget what the Twitter feed is, but there's a journalist, I forget her name, who she really spends time watching Russian state media, and I wonder what she's saying about this. But it was a Daily Beast story. Here it is. And these political shows they have, you know, they're Face the Nation or whatever. This is all Russian state TV.
Yeah.
This is nothing bad's going to be said about Putin on any of those.
Yeah.
Or they're going to go away.
It's think of it like this. It's state TV for Russia, like Fox is for us.
As Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov returned home from his visit with Trump in the Oval last week, Russian state media were gloating over the spectacle. TV channel Rossiya 1 aired a segment called Puppet Master and Agent, How to Understand Lavrov's Meeting with Trump.
What the fuck? Puppet Master! Hey.
And agent.
An agent. Maggots. Does it not bother the maggots that they're
Russian state TV.
Russian state TV is describing our president as an agent of a puppet master. That should bother everyone a lot.
On the same network, a show called Vesti Nedeli, a Sunday news show, pointed out that it was Trump personally who asked Lavrov to pose standing near Trump as Trump sat at his desk. And they talked about how it's almost a literal image of a power behind the throne. Lavrov is standing like
creepily
behind Trump.
Why?
Don't ask
what
me.
What the fuck?
Trump is beaming. Beaming.
And listen, that's fine. Whatever you want to read from that. But what do you read from the body language of Barack Hussein Obama towering above Putin? What do you think about that? Where's that picture from Trump? Where is that?
It says Russian state media still views the impending impeachment as a bump in the road that won't lead to Trump's removal from office. They're right.
Yeah.
But Putin's propaganda brigades enjoy watching the heightened divisions in the United States and how it hurts relations between the U.S. and Ukraine.
Right. They like that.
That's what they want.
They're stating plainly.
They want Ukraine.
Doesn't that bother anyone?
This is my favorite part. They also add a cynical new narrative filled with half-joking ironies as they look at the American president's bleak prospects for when he does leave office. They think he's fucked.
Meaning he's going to go to jail.
Probably.
If there's a Democrat out there who one of your campaign promises is that you will work as hard as you can to make sure this fuckhead dies in prison, I will vote for you. Well, I'm going to vote for you if you get the nominee anyway. It doesn't matter, but whatever the fuck. I could get behind that shit.
This is from the Daily Beast. Appearing on Sunday evening with Vladimir Soloviev.
He's my favorite.
A guy named Mikhail Guzman. He was the first deputy director general of ITAR, or TASS, Russia's oldest news agency.
That sounds...
wink, wink, wink.
If you're a deputy general of a news agency, that sounds very like Russian-y to me, doesn't it? I mean, we don't have deputy generals of NBC, right?
They're just producers.
Right.
A deputy general.
Director. Director general.
Right. What if RT wanted this podcast?
How much?
Man. Russia's cold, dude.
Well, we can email them the MP3.
No,
do we have to move to Russia
comrade.
Speak Russian?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. We are.
We're halfway there already.
Thanks, Matt Gates.
Mikhail Guzman said, this task guy said, sooner or later, the Democrats will come back into power. The next term or the term after that, it doesn't matter. I have an even more unpleasant forecast for Trump. After the White House, he will face a very unhappy period. That's when the host, Vladimir Soloviev, said smugly, should we get another apartment in Rostov ready? He's making a joke about, I guess that's where Yanukovych is living.
Yes.
The former deposed president of Ukraine.
Oh,
so he's like, should we get another apartment ready for another president that has to run away?
God. What is...
Yanukovych fled to Russia in 2014 and has settled in the city of Rostov.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I mean, what kind of operation is RT? I mean, are they like Fox? I mean, are they on all the time?
Yeah, 24/7, I think.
Weird.
It says the parallels between Yanukovych and Trump are being drawn not only because of the common association with Paul Manafort.
Yes.
But also because Russian experts and politicians over there consider both of them to be openly pro-Kremlin.
Oh, shit. Openly pro-Kremlin.
Yanukovych and Trump.
Wow. Holy shit.
They're openly pro-Kremlin.
So, hold on a second. So, let's say, in some odd turn of events, Vladimir Putin is overthrown. Okay? And there's a new guy.
Right.
Does the new guy get to appoint a new deputy general to the fucking
RT?
I just had a thought.
They supposedly have elections there, but they're...
Right, well...
They're, you know.
But you get to say who runs Russian television, right?
They're like Republican.
Yeah.
The way the Republicans want elections here.
That would be sweet if you were elected president and all of a sudden like, hey, you get to appoint someone to run your very own television network. Right. I would be like, oh man, that's awesome. Would love that.
It says, state television tightly controlled Russian television programs constantly reiterate that Trump doesn't care about Ukraine and that he gave Putin no reasons to even contemplate concessions in the run-up to the recent Normandy 4 summit in Paris. So it's when they were trying to get together and see what was going on. He's saying, he went in saying, hey, look, Trump told us, Trump gave us no reason to offer any concessions to the Ukrainians. So, in other words, Putin still thinks he should just be able to walk in there and take it.
So a positive line, so a pro-Russia narrative is that Trump doesn't give a fuck about the Ukraine.
That's what, yes.
Okay.
And he doesn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, he doesn't. No, of course not. I mean, just so we're clear, Trump gives a fuck about, he likes raping.
Right.
Allegedly, whatever. He likes Happy Meals. Loves those. Ivanka and golf. Right. And Twitter.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ukraine
is not one of those things.
The it says state television news shows use every opportunity to demoralize Ukrainians with talking points based on the U.S. president's distaste for their beleaguered country. So Russian propaganda is broadcasting to the Ukrainians, oh, Trump hates you. Oh, he doesn't give a shit about you. He thinks you guys are all scum.
That is so...
Vladimir Putin respects you.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking evil. That's horrible. Jesus Christ. So now if you're Zelensky, you're in charge of Ukraine. All of a sudden, Russia is against... Well, Russia's against you. They're fighting you. And now the U.S. is against you.
The director of the Center for Geopolitical Expertise.
Yes.
Valery Korovin in Russia.
Right.
Was on telly over there. The state television channel Russia 24.
Okay.
He said there are no disagreements or contradictions between Trump and Russia.
Oh, shit.
No disagreements.
Wow.
Or contradictions.
So
he says the only reason that there's any strain in the relationship is because of Democrats in Congress.
Of course. Wow. So Trump's agenda is Russia's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother it. People just don't believe it. Then they don't believe it. They're going to say, well, that's just Vladimir Putin's propaganda. It is.
Another popular Sunday news show host accused Democrats of joining forces with Hollywood, carrying out various conspiracies in order to undermine Trump's popularity.
Oh, shit. Wow. Undermine Trump's popularity. I mean, God, you got to wonder what you would believe if you lived in Russia. And it was always like this.
Right.
That's crazy.
One host said, the scariest part of our relationship with America is that the level of trust between our countries, our governments, our political powers is precisely at zero, but not between the presidents.
No, wow. But what happens when Trump releases the Nancy Pelosi letter that, well, I guess it's not in conflict with this, right?
Mm.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
Because there's no... Why would it doesn't bother the Russian people that Trump was over there twisting the arm of the Ukraine president? They like it.
Well, that's not what they're hearing.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true.
Imagine if all we got was Fox News and OAN. And speaking of,
yes,
you know, Rudy claims that half of his expenses when people were asking him, who's covering your expenses to go to Ukraine and all this shit?
Not OAN.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a documentary.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
For OAN.
Is he Herzog? Is he Werner Herzog?
And in fact, shortly after Giuliani's return to the United States, Russian state television Russian state television
okay.
started airing video clips of his OAN documentary.
Oh, my God.
It purports to prove Ukraine's meddling in the U.S. elections and accuses former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch of lying under oath in Congress to whitewash Biden's corruption.
Oh, my God. You see, like, the lies...
And it's all bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, we're choking on lies and fake news and shit like that. There is no way you can look at the world and not think in terms like, what is Russia's agenda?
Right.
It's everywhere.
And then we saw that a couple of weeks ago with Putin on tape saying, thank God no one is accusing us of interfering in U.S. elections anymore. Now they're accusing Ukraine. Yuck, 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 yuck.
God. That's crazy.
One of the reporters over there on one of these shows said, now the majority, I think the majority of American Republicans now believe that Ukraine interfered in the U.S. elections.
Oh, my God.
And then they, to prove it, they showed various clips from guess
fucking hate rallies.
Guess or guess what television station?
Fox.
Fox News clips saying, look, here's Americans saying Ukraine did it. There's no evidence. There's no real evidence Ukraine got involved in our elections. 0.0.
It's nuts.
But Russian state TV is using Fox clips to prove their bullshit.
You know, man, it's so frustrating because I wonder if the people running for president, the Democratic candidates, actually listen to what Yovanovitch? No. The person from the UK.
Hill?
Anita Hill?
Fiona Hill?
Fiona Hill. Anita Hill.
Anita Hill was with
Clarence Thomas. Yeah. Yes, God, I'm sorry, Anita Hill. Wait, what's her name?
Fiona Hill.
I mean, if you listened to Fiona Hill's testimony or read her written testimony to Congress, you would be so concerned about what Russia is doing to this country. We wouldn't be sitting here in primaries trying to highlight the differences between Joe Biden and fucking Elizabeth Warren's policies. We would all be sitting here wondering, how the fuck are we going to get unstuck from Russia? And what are they doing to us? And aren't we disturbed that our president's agenda is Putin's agenda?
Right.
That's what the fuck we should be worried about. And how are they fucking with our fucking elections?
The absurdity of the claims spawned by Russian security services puts the hypocrisy of Republicans on full display. So this whole narrative
yes.
of Ukraine did it, not Russia, was invented by Russian security services.
Right.
Look what we're going to do. We're going to blame Ukraine and the stupid Americans are going to believe it.
And they were right. A lot of
them it says the Kremlin, having argued for years that democracy is a sham and the West is devoid of morals and principles, can now showcase the GOP as its exhibit A. So they win. Even if they say it's not true, they could say, yeah, Ukraine didn't do it, but the Americans believe it. Look how stupid and devoid of morals and ethics the Americans are.
I mean, they win. Yeah, but what would have to happen? There is no way Vladimir Putin can't see this as just a win, the 2016 election.
Oh, totally.
Huge win. And there's nothing that we can do in this country to negate that because he's already got shit, right? NATO's weakened.
Yeah.
The Brexit in UK, who knows what he had. Surely he had his hand in that. I mean, it's bad.
This evening with Vladimir Solovyin in October,
Neat.
Political scientist Dmitry Evstafyev argued that Trump must destroy the Republican Party in order to secure his own long-term survival. Yeah. The impeachment proceedings yes. seem to expedite the process with the GOP's self-immolation for the sake of its dear leader.
Oh, shit. They're burning themselves for Trump.
And many of them may lose their seats.
Yeah.
There may be another blue tsunami.
But why would Russia want that then?
Either way, they win.
Why? Because it's chaotic?
Right. Well, if Trump is in, they've got,
yeah.
you know, a Putin's man in right. there. And if the Democrats take over, then they've got they're look how stupid the Americans are.
And they got their proof that look how corrupt they are.
Right.
They can say, they can show Trump's impeachment or his failure to get reelected as a way to say, look how corrupt the Republicans are in the American government.
And look how bad democracy is. Look at these stupid Americans put him in charge.
Yeah, and I'm trying to argue that. How do you argue that?
Yeah, don't argue that.
You can't!
Give us a couple of years. Don't argue that with us right now.
Yes. God.
And by the way, if you wonder about are they our friend, appearing on Solovia's show, Semyon Bogdasarov.
Oui, oui.
Director of the Moscow-based blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
This guy exclaimed, the United States is the enemy. It is our enemy. It is a hostile state that aims to destroy our country. We are at war.
That's from Russia.
Mm-hmm. Russian state TV.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Some talking head.
Right. Well, I mean,
no, they're our buddy.
Oh, hey,
they're
morons.
Our friends.
Well, they think, you know, or they think that it's all bullshit. We can't. I mean, listen, the failure of our government, of the Democrats, to react swiftly to a tyrant that just waltzes in and does a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of garbage. It's so slow and ponderous. It is a failure. It's a failure. He fucking got elected. And he didn't get elected.
Hashtag 25th Amendment now trending on the Twitter.
Right. I mean, we think about it like this. I guess the last election, I don't know, with the blue wave. I mean, Russia fucked with that, right? Surely, in some way. They had to have had their fingers in that pie. I don't know how to say it like that, but you know what I mean.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, maybe.
I just think it's really...
I think the next one, definitely.
...disturbing that we know. Like, we know they're going to fuck with our elections.
Are.
And we're not doing... Yeah, nobody's doing it. There's no fucking plan.
Go on social media. You could still spot the bots pretty easily.
Spot the bot.
We've got... Impeachment Eve is trending. Number one. Number two is Trump letter.
Yes.
And then the bot, speaking of bots, number three, Trump 2020 landslide.
Oh, God.
Is trending. But a lot of it, you know what? If you go look at it, a lot of it is liberals making fun of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't you realize you're helping trend when you tweet hashtag Trump 2020 landslide?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And make fun of it. You're also helping.
You're helping it float to the top.
Yes, yes.
And you're helping the agenda.
How
disturbing, dude. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? They fucked up. I just saw somebody who just said they can't even get the bots can't even spell right. It's landslide.
Wait.
There's no L.
But that might be better because, you know, the dummies can't spell.
Hashtag Trump 2020 landslide is trending. Not landslide.
That's appropriate, right?
Oh, that's great.
Nobody can spell. God. What a bunch of dumb fucks.
The, they can't even spell. The bots can't even spell shit right. Trump 2020 landslide.
Very disturbing, man.
The elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We've got, let's see, the Trump letter. The, speaking of, our friends in Britannia just had, an election, which.
Jolly good. Know,
some heads were really up some English bums.
Yeah, you told me that that wouldn't happen.
No, I didn't.
No, you said it. You said it wouldn't happen. It probably wouldn't happen.
Well, that's the way the polls were looking.
Yeah, yeah.
But now,
yes.
Days after his victory,
yes,
in a kind of a landslide election,
landslide.
Boris Johnson has cleared the release of a report detailing Russian interference in the nation's election. You notice he just got this report.
Wow.
Right after the election.
Whoa, that's weird. Jeez.
Just after, Ryan.
And it chronicles how Russia fist fucked their fucking election, right?
You notice he clears is the term. Boris Johnson.
Oh my God.
Clears release of report into alleged Russian interference in UK 3 days after his victory.
God, how? Geez, so he got the report.
Well,
he's
a conservative, let's all remember. So there's, well, he's utterly devoid of ethics and standards and morals.
This report won't help me get elected.
And thinks cheating to win is okie dokie.
Can you do Boris Johnson's voice?
Oh, it's like this, isn't it? Maybe.
No, it's more posh. It's more like this. He tries to speak like he's very posh.
Right. Is that how he was speaking?
Well, buddy, I went to prep school, you know, and I knocked over an 11-year-old boy when I was playing
knocked him over. Fucked him up. He fucked him up. He fucked that kid up in that clip, right?
Well, you know.
Jeez, Boris.
Newly elected British Prime Minister, he cleared the release of the report. He had been facing calls to release the report for months.
Oh, yeah. For months. So let's say 60 days. All those days, not a good day to release the report. The day after he's elected, perfect day. That's weird, isn't it?
His administration is saying that we were following a normal time scale.
Oh, yes.
In holding the report until after the election. But of course, all the opposing parties are yelling and screaming.
Of course.
Saying that the conservatives delayed it to avoid embarrassing revelations. Because guess which side Russia is interfering for?
Oh, my God. Right. The Brexit side, baby. I mean, are the people of the UK going to stand for that shit?
So he's authorized the release. It hasn't released yet.
Yes.
He just said, all right, go ahead. Right.
But I remember.
Let it go.
Whenever Man Baby visits the UK, there's lots of protests. I would say, it seems like there's a huge anti-Trump sentiment over there in England.
They hate him.
Right.
White hot passion.
So are they going to stand for this shit? Are they going to stand for, they elected Bojo, and then the next day Bojo released a report that's damning against his party for working with Russia?
But that's exactly what happened with the Brexit vote.
Yeah.
A couple days later, they found out they were spear buggered.
Oh, that's right. There was another report, right?
Yeah.
That detailed how they rigged they used social media information. Oh, and
they lied about the numbers. The Brexit party. Nigel Farage.
To discourage
and
people
Boris
from voting
Johnson
otherwise.
And the liars lied about the numbers. Oh, if we get out of
that European Union, it's going to be autofillation for everyone.
Autofillation, you say?
Calling me there.
And then when they were called out on their lies, they were like, oh, well.
Fuck it. Right?
That's the way conservatives roll.
That's how they
days.
Do it over here. Mulvaney even had the balls to take it a step farther. Well, of course we did that. What do you expect?
Get over it.
Grow up.
Bitches.
Yeah, we're corrupt. Fuck you.
Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron.
Hello.
I skipped a little bit. I don't know why I was reading about him. It was a background.
Okay.
Previous reports have shown that multiple wealthy Russians are among the Conservative Party's top donors.
Oh, shit.
Wow. The Sunday Times reported 9 such donors are named in the Russia report.
Oh, shit.
One former ISC chair, Dominic Grieve,
yes,
previously said the prime minister's refusal to release the report is jaw-dropping.
Well, to me, it makes sense. He released it when it was good for him or convenient, right. more convenient.
Before the election, Johnson and his allies said there wasn't enough time to properly vet the report for full release.
60 days.
During the campaign, he said, there's absolutely no evidence that I know of to show any interference in any British electoral event.
God damn, did I know of?
He described concerns about Russian interference as Bermuda Triangle stuff.
Ah, that's what a lot of people say that.
It's fake news. It's yes. a witch hunt.
Yes, it's. I've even heard people use the term superstition.
Meanwhile, Boris is probably sending flowers and candy to Moscow.
Russian Thank you. Influence in our politics via this fake news and social media shit is huge.
Amazing.
It yeah. is a lot. It is not superstition. It's not mythical. It's real as fuck. And if you say it's not real, then you're agreeing with fucking Trump, who says that our intelligence people are full of shit and our FBI is they're right. a bunch of fucking liars. And they started the Holocaust, right? What was that one thing?
Which one? What?
There was some lie Trump was trying to spread about the F. No, they created Al Qaeda or.
Well, Obama created Al Qaeda.
Oh, that's right. That one makes sense. That's good.
He starred in their recruitment video.
Oh, yeah.
We know who really stars in their recruitment video.
Trump, you dickhead. Trump. He is their best recruiting agent, right?
We saw that they were using a clip of him in one of their recruitment videos.
Imagine, if you can think about it, a time. Imagine having a president that every time he opens his mouth, he doesn't hurt our country. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Right.
Even George Bush.
He had days like
didn't,
that.
Didn't. It wasn't every time he opened his mouth. And even then, it was kind of like stupid shit. It wasn't necessarily something he would say that would tank the stock market or something he'd say that would put us at DEFCON 1. Wait, like with that little Twitter war he had with Kim.
And, oh, yeah.
And our chief, our military leaders are like, wait a second, are we starting a war?
Yeah. I'm following Twitter now because I have to. I have a lunatic president.
I'm going to tweet the codes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. So you guys don't know.
Yes.
That, or don't think that we're the only ones with utterly, profoundly, cartoonishly corrupt conservatives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boris Johnson.
Right.
Okay, now we can see the report.
South America. I mean, Brazil.
Huh?
Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they have
Bolsonaro.
Yeah. He's probably, now Bolsonaro's worse than Trump and Bojo.
Right, because they have
they can
few
be.
Protections they of can. The constitutions and stuff like that. And
Trump's bad now. Trump's bad now. He wants to make the judiciary irrelevant. He wants to take the power out of these checks and balances. And imagine that.
Well, the judiciary that sides against him.
Yes.
If they vote for what he likes, he'll allow them to stay.
Oh, fuck
apparently,
yes.
Right?
Fuck yes.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Holy shit, look at the time.
Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. And I'm sorry if what I said offended Jeff Bezos. Suck a cock.
We've got I'm just checking Right Wing Watch and see. Oh, we've got a Jim Baker clip.
Damn!
If you would like to hear it.
Boy, if people, you know, if you want to sit in studio for the Crab Diving Podcast and observe us, it is $50,000 cash, and you will be able to witness Pat make the O face when he sees a Jim Baker clip. I saw your eyes light up. Holy shit.
This one says, maybe someone should remind Jim Baker that the last time he built hotels on his property, he wound up in prison.
Oh, yes.
I have a bigger dream. And I got a hotel company wanting to put a hotel right out front here.
Oh, my yes, God, dude.
And,
oh, wait, what did she say?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Why would he do that?
And I got a hotel company wanting to put a hotel right out front here.
Yes, we need a hotel.
And I'm supposed to meet with them.
We need a hotel.
What? Are you playing Monopoly? Are they like live streaming Monopoly, or they mean like a hotel, like a real one? with bricks.
Morningside Prayer Mountain is what we're seeing an aerial view of.
Does Jim Baker, did he do some really great acid? And he did he reset his brain to the point that he doesn't remember? What was that called? His
Disney. Heritage USA?
Was that his theme park for fucking Christians with, you know?
Yeah. And condos and hotels all sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it?
How old is Jim Baker?
70s.
Dude, do you want to die in prison, you fuck?
And I got a hotel company wanting to put a hotel right out front here.
Yes, we need a hotel.
And I'm supposed to meet with them. Well, probably now, and I'll be 80 when I meet with them to put that hotel right.
Excited.
Got a spot for it. I have picked.
Oh, he's 79 then.
God, I'm sorry, but Lori is absolutely killing it in this episode. I mean, do you hear her?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
God.
She's excited.
Yes.
And I'll be 80 when I meet with them to put that hotel right.
Excited.
Got a spot for it. I have picked.
It's so fun.
But it you can't do it without miracles. It just doesn't happen.
You can't do it without bullshit. But you can't do it without bullshit.
And what does he mean by miracles? Laundering money, moving money around, doing a bunch of shenanigans?
Miracles. It's
the miracle of the stupid is what he's talking
about.
The
miracle of I'm going to commit a crime so I can afford to put a fucking hotel up.
Without miracles. It just doesn't happen without miracles.
Oh, that's it.
Wow.
There you go.
It just doesn't happen without miracles.
That's funny.
God damn. He's out of his fucking mind, dude.
Oh, I had this clip anyway. Because we did the story. We talked about Hallmark.
Yes.
Hallmark Channel.
Right.
Who got a petition.
Oh, yes.
25,000, 26,000, something like that, alleged signatures from the million moms.
Right.
Livid that there was an ad that showed a really brief flash of a wedding and the couple giving each other a peck.
Good God.
A kiss.
Wow.
And it's two women. Now,
wow.
Nobody's like, she doesn't pull the other woman's dress up and start entering her cave of wonder.
I'm spelunking.
None of that is happening.
Scissors anyone?
It's a quick kiss.
Watch my fist disappear. It's just a kiss.
So they lost their minds.
Oh, yes. Why? Wait. You're blowing my mind. So you're telling me when lesbians get married, they might kiss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be prepared.
Let me write that down.
You went to a two-men gay wedding in D.C., right?
Oh, I did, right in front
of
the...
Did they kiss?
Yes, they
did. They butt fuck?
Later that evening, they probably did.
I mean, in front of everyone?
They streamed it. They streamed it. No, of course not.
So, a million moms lost their mind, and then...
Yeah.
In a extraordinarily poor choice...
Yes?
Hallmark Channel said... Oh, you're right. We're going to yank those ads.
Yank.
God. So, while the million moms who are really like, you know, a couple hundred Christo waddlers.
Boo.
With a bunch of fake email accounts.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah.
While they were wallowing in their own pride juices.
Ooh.
Over having brought down the evil lesbo fornicators.
I am chock full of pride juice. I'm about to bust.
Hellfire rained down upon Hallmark from all the decent people everywhere. Yes,
right.
Who aren't Christo fucks, who aren't Theo fascists.
The juices burn, don't they?
All the social medias, all the news stories, everyone was criticizing Hallmark for having so quickly caved to these religious lunatic zealots.
What the fuck were they fucking
for
thinking?
An innocuous peck, a kiss.
But, you know, what's fucked up is like, okay, 1 million moms, whatever they are, sent a letter or complained, right?
Yes.
But you're talking about issues of equality. Like, what's wrong with having two women kiss on TV? We see women and men kiss on TV.
Well, sure.
Just because 1 million moms
we
says...
We see them almost fuck on TV.
Absolutely. And just because a million moms says that's a bad thing doesn't mean it is. It means a million moms is dumb as fuck and out of touch and stupid.
And who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I would call a million moms and be like, hi, I'm the Hallmark Channel. I need you to suck my big lesbian dick right now. We're going to do whatever we want
so
on our show.
Trending for like a whole day, I think, was like boycott Hallmark.
Yes. Fuck them.
And I think they realized that a lot of LGBTQ folk and sympathizers, people
yes.
who think that people should be treated equally.
Wow.
What does it even mean to be a sympathizer? I mean,
yeah,
an ally.
Of course.
That term irritates me because it's like, well, you have to be. It's just basic decency. Everybody gets treated the same.
The term, you know what, though, but, you know, you're thinking about the term ally, maybe, and you're in West Hollywood. I mean, you know, it's a different place. But out here, you know, you kind of have to, sometimes you have to say it.
I guess,
people
yeah.
are just so fucking homophobic sometimes and fucking stupid. No offense, guys, but Jesus, no offense.
So, the 1 million moms, by the way, is a tumor. Of the American Family Association.
Wow, flattery will get you everywhere. They're a tumor. I would describe this group as cancer.
So Hallmark, after a couple days of righteous and rightful hellfire that they
yes.
received from decent people everywhere.
It's the Hallmark Channel, you fucks!
Then changed their mind.
They make cards
and reversed their decision and apologized.
Yes.
It was the website Zola, which is like a wedding registry
right.
type of thing that had run the ad.
Yes. With the two women kissing.
And Hallmark says that they are now reestablishing their partnership with Zola and reinstating the commercials.
Yes. Maybe that will teach little shitty cable stations like Hallmark that we all have to buy because you're part of a package that probably wouldn't exist if that weren't the case, right? Their little fucking bullshit.
It might
network.
Be one of those that might have a hard time. Although Hallmark Channel is really popular.
Yeah,
it is one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
The American Family Association also
yes.
has a couple of other. Things that they do.
Okay.
Like Brian Fisher.
Oh, yes.
On his Focal Point program.
Fecal Point.
Brian Fisher may have an opinion.
Didn't he get in trouble, though, years ago in their organization?
He said he was their communications director. And then
guy.
He said something really anti-Semitic.
But don't they
on
love
his,
that?
On his... Focal Point show.
Yes.
And they decided that they would demote him, remove him as communications director.
Wow.
But he's still, I mean, but, how big but, can American
see,
Family Association
this
be?
This is how confusing these right-wing nut job lunatics are. I would think that if Brian Fisher said something anti-Semitic on the American Family Network, they would say, oh, good job, promotion. We love that. Don't they?
I don't know.
I mean,
you think no press is bad press, kind of a deal?
No. I guess I'm confused. I see, because to me, basic bitch, right wing nut job, dick bag is anti-Semitic, is racist towards black people.
Well,
is
we know these
Christo
loons were a little are a tough bunch these days because
yes.
you've got your Rick Wiles who
anti-Semitic
is yeah. I mean,
yes.
In a crazy, creepy, scary way.
I mean,
way.
He's like invoking the lake of fire and things of that nature.
But then you've got a lot of them that are very, they're pro-Israel because it makes their urethras leak to think that the apocalypse maybe coming soon. And that whole Israel story, they think fits in with their pop. Jesus is coming for us soon.
Meanwhile, they got to put something. They got to put a cork in their
dick. And these are the same people that are like, you're an anti-Semite if you think Israel treats the Palestinians badly.
Oh, yeah.
You that's, obviously hate Jews.
See, that's confusing, too. That's all
which is crap. Yeah.
Right.
Cause I, all the people I know that are Jews here.
Yes.
Hate Israel.
Oh yeah.
Kind of.
Right.
Hate the policies. Let's say they don't hate the country, but
they might
hate,
support a two-state solution.
They hate the policies. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, guess what? We should be able to do that, which is why this whole anti-BDS stuff, I don't get that at all.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know how
wild.
That flies First Amendment-wise. You should be able to do business or not do business. How can you punish someone for boycotting something?
How do you know I'm not buying something?
Well, I think you're publicizing it. You have to be out there trying to push it and trying to you know, be an activist for BDM. Anyway, Million Moms. So then Hallmark reverse course and apologized.
Okay.
Here is Brian Fisher on his focal point.
God.
Now after
Hallmark
has
he's upset
reversed course. He's not happy.
Yes.
Hallmark earlier or late last week, they actually pulled ads off of their programming that celebrated homosexual marriage. They were
celebrated homosexual marriage. can he say sodomy based marriage when it comes to lesbians?
Shit, man. Brian, I think you might want to check your terms. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he didn't say it. He said homosexual marriage.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of his favorite terms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off of their programming that celebrated homosexual marriage. There was an ad that was run, produced by an organization, a company called Zola. They specialize in doing wedding ceremonies, and what better place to advertise your wares than on Hallmark, which is nothing but gushy romantic stuff. Good place to advertise wedding services. And one of their ads had two lesbians kissing. Well, our organization, 1 Million Moms, headed up by Monica Cole, sent a letter to the CEO of Crown Media, which owns Hallmark, complaining about this and complaining about the offense it is to pro-family viewers. Their children do not want to turn on the Hallmark channel and see that kind of stuff.
What children are watching the Hallmark
channel? Yeah. And also, I don't watch the Hallmark channel. I don't know this Zola registry thing. And I, you know, but the context of the kiss,
I used it, my friends that got married recently when I went to New Orleans, they used it.
Yeah.
And it was actually very convenient.
But is the ad...
I bought a gift through Zola.
Oh, that's nice.
Actually, I made a donation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
In lieu of a gift.
That's nice. But like, the way Brian Fisher is describing this ad, was it like a big sorority lesbian orgy? Were they all slamming heroin at the same time?
Yeah, they were scissoring and 69ing.
Oh, yes. Was Bill Clinton masturbating into a styrofoam cup in the corner?
Yeah. Melissa Etheridge playing everywhere.
Turn on the Hallmark channel and see that kind of stuff. So the CEO called us back, left voice messages for our President Tim Wildman, and said, "We're sorry. We're sorry all over ourselves. We apologize."
Shame on that CEO.
Oh, yeah, fire her.
For caving to these
assholes. Absolutely, dude. Apologizing to these fucks? Wasn't the American Family Organization, didn't the Southern Poverty Law Center call them a hate group? Or am I mixing them up?
They're categorized as a hate group.
So, hey, Hallmark Channel, what do you give a fuck? Actually, if they're categorized as a hate group and they send you a negative letter, you should be, that should be a sign that you're doing something right.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Sorry all over ourselves. We apologize. We're never going to let it happen again. And then the gay Gestapo, the bullies, of the homosexual movement.
The gay Gestapo.
Call him the gay
bullies
Gestapo.
Of the homosexual movement. I mean, in other words, those who think that everybody should be treated equally and fairly are the bullies. I guess we're part of the gay Gestapo.
Hell yeah, baby. Oh, yes, absolutely.
And bullies of the LGBT.
Nazis aren't gay. There's no like relationship between the LGBT community and the Nazis. We dealt with this yesterday.
And remember, their theme is homosexuality uber alles. Homosexuality trumps everything. And so they got a hold of Hallmark. They started getting after it, getting on Hallmark, and they folded in about 48 hours. They completely collapsed. I mean, at least, you know, to Dan Cathy's credit, it took him several years to completely fold.
God.
Chick-fil-A, he's talking about. Yes. Now that Chick-fil-A has announced, I don't know if we played the clips of his reactions, but he was really pissed. Was it like a month ago when Chick-fil-A announced that they would no longer be donating to organizations that have anti-LGBTQ agendas?
But you know, this Chick-fil-A thing.
But he said they caved.
They caved.
The Cathys caved to the gay Gestapo.
Well, what's happening is, dickhead, is that all these people that have the same fucked up beliefs as Brian Fisher, they're dying.
Right.
There's less of them. That's why he, quote unquote, caved. He's just opportunistic.
Go to Popeye's for a chicken instead.
Oh, man, that's good, right?
It's really good. Holy I finally fuck. Had one of those chicken sandwiches.
I might go back.
It's really fucking good.
We're not getting any money from Popeye's from saying that. Boy, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but they're good. Yeah, we didn't have to fight anybody for them either.
Damn. Yeah, I know.
It's very popular.
Right.
So to Dan Cathy's credit, it took him several years to completely fold. It took Hallmark 48 hours. They'd completely reversed. Now they're apologizing all over themselves for supporting normative sexuality.
No, they're apologizing for discriminating against, let's say, non-normative. I hate the word.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They're not destroying or erasing any images of gay people.
Yeah.
Is not being pro-normative relationships.
The story about this whole thing is so fucked up. To me, the story is that there was a head of a network who...
shame on. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Who... I don't know who this person is, but they can't be... They're not stupid. They are woke to certain things, right? They are aware of the world they live in. Still, took the call from the American Family Association or read the letter.
Right.
Honored their request. There's no way these people represent a majority of their viewers anyway.
Bill Abbott, president and CEO of Crown Media Family Networks.
Oh, God.
Parent of Hallmark Channel and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
This little asshole is like, I'm in charge of the Family Network.
He's been in family-focused television for over 25 years, yeah. So he's probably a little Jesus-y.
Yes. Hey, you know what? I hope you get fired. People should be pushing for if Hallmark. There should be people pushing that this guy gets fired from Crown Media. Fuck him.
Well, I mean, their statement was pretty not bad.
No, they took this call and they did it. They took this call and they did an action based on what these little fascist bitches wanted. They fucked up. You should get fired for that. They pulled an ad because a lesbian kissed and it bothered these people.
Hallmark Cards president and CEO Mike Perry,
yes,
a different dude,
right,
apologized to wedding planner website Zola after the Hallmark Channel removed 4 commercials featuring a same-sex wedding. Perry's statement, quote, "The Crown Media team has been agonizing over this decision as we've seen the hurt it has unintentionally caused. Said simply, they believe this was the wrong decision. Our mission is rooted in helping all people connect, yes, celebrate traditions, and be inspired to capture meaningful moments in their lives. Anything that detracts from this purpose is not who we are. We are truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment this has caused. Across our brand, we will continue to look for ways to be more inclusive and celebrate our differences."
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I call bullshit because The million moms bitched, and they read the letter, and they took action based on that letter. They agonized. How do you agonize? I'm agonizing over whether or not...
They're agonizing over the fact that they did it in the first place is what they're agonizing over. They should have told the million moms to get stuffed.
Yeah.
Thank you for your suggestion. We've approved the ads or whatever.
That apology to me is we got caught. I'm sorry we got caught.
I mean, what are their choices?
I don't know. To ignore the million moms, dude. I mean, because it's...
They're reversing their... They can't go back in time. I don't know what we could do. How can they go back in time?
No, they can fire the guy. I would
whoever made
the
decision.
I would be worried about his judgment. You're worried about what the million moms
I think whoever made the decision in the first place needs to be seriously spoken to.
I mean, if you Google 1 million moms...
As an organization, I don't... You know, sometimes if we scream and yell about we want things and people to change, you got to let them if they want to.
Yeah, that's true.
If they want to change, we have to give them the room to change.
You're right. But it's crazy, though, because 1 million moms contacted them. They pulled ads. They pulled programming because these little fucking Nazis.
Somebody made the decision, yes, to have a neat. Have a knee-jerk reaction. Do you see her? She's sound asleep, but her tail is wagging like crazy.
Yeah, you're having a great dream over there. Shit.
Almost hitting my keyboard.
Damn, Shelby. So happy.
So,
boy, let me tell you something. If I was in charge of this group, I would be like, who the fuck made this call? Who the fuck took a call from a million moms, whatever the
president
fuck?
Of GLAAD?
Yes.
What is that? Gay and Lesbian Alliance?
I don't know what the D stands for.
President Sarah Kate Ellis applauded the reinstatement, saying Hallmark Channel's decision to correct its mistake sends an important message to LGBTQ people. And represents a major loss for fringe organizations like 1 Million Moms, whose sole purpose is to hurt families like mine. LGBTQ people are and will continue to be part of advertisements and family programming, and that will never change. GLAAD exists to hold brands like the Hallmark Channel accountable when they make discriminatory decisions and to proactively ensure families of all kinds are represented in fair and accurate ways.
Yeah. But you know what she said on the Maddow interview? At the end of it, she said, but we're going to watch these motherfuckers.
Well, that's she said. We hold them accountable.
I mean, because it's like they're acting like here's my problem with the apology. They're pretending like it was a mistake. Like it was an error. Like, oh, I can't find my phone. Or, oh, I put the wrong date on that. No. They intended to honor what American Family, whatever the fuck they wanted. And they pulled the ad.
Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
Oh, okay.
This is what GLAAD stands for.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on the good side, they're not going to do it again.
Yeah.
They've learned their lesson, even if it was for the wrong reason, if it was financial. You know, we know that a lot of this, you got to kick them in the wallets, not in the scruples that they don't have. These are capitalists we're talking about. There's no scruples.
Yeah, because
there's no ethics. There's no empathy.
But because honoring
one, profits.
Right. Honoring 1 million moms, if you're the Hallmark Channel, signals to all the bigots and homophobes out there that you know what? Maybe my views are okay. It's right. I'm aligned with the Hallmark Channel.
Well, yeah. But arguably, it's more news now that they've flip-flopped.
Yeah, that's true.
Also.
Maybe. Well, good. I mean, maybe.
And now all the Todd Starnes of the world are squealing pig squeals because. They had a day of glee, and then the rug was pulled out from under them again.
You know, I think what Hallmark has to do, they have to march some bigwig out there to a podium and say, hey, this guy made the decision. He's fucking fired. And if anybody else does this kind of shit at our company, you're out too, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit, look at the time. I know it's not Faithless Friday, but...
we should just call this show Faithless Monday through Friday. Because he's evangelicals.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, a major part of the Christo-fascism that's being rammed into our holes right now.
Oh, yes.
I think, did we talk about this?
This is Olive, who says, my husband and I have had some difficulty with our relationship lately.
This is Ask Pat.
Oh, it's
Pat
good.
Robertson. I think I teased this yesterday and we never got to it. We got sidetracked because the question says, why do people keep asking Pat Robertson for advice?
Yeah.
This is Olive, who says, my husband and I have had some difficulty with our relationship lately. I became suspicious that... Huh?
No, I just remember we teased it. I do.
Yeah.
That he's been unfaithful after I saw some email messages that would suggest he has been unfaithful. He admitted to me that he has a problem with the temptation to flirt with other women, and he knows he needs to get it under control and stop.
I have a problem with the temptation to flirt with other women. And listen to that. These Christians who just fucking absolve themselves of personal responsibility.
It's Satan.
I can't help it. I need the Lord's help to keep me from fucking all these women.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm sorry.
And what Pat Robertson and the evangelical waddlers do, they say, you know what? That woman's Satan.
Stay tuned.
Just he has been unfaithful. He admitted to me that he has a problem with the temptation to flirt with other women, and he knows he needs to get it under control and stop. I don't want to leave him because I love him. Is it possible for me to help him get over his struggle with the temptation to flirt with other women? And if so, how do we go about it?
Is it possible for me to help him get over his struggle with the temptation? I haven't heard this. So I don't know what this is about.
Well,
but Right Wing Watch says, why do people keep asking Pat Robertson for advice? I think Pat Robertson's going to say
something crazy.
You should divorce him. He's not into you anymore.
Right. They're not going to say like...
He's going to say there's nothing you could do.
Not even prayer?
Or maybe he's saying, you know, maybe you should blow him some more.
Oh, he might. I'm going to go with that.
You know, maybe he likes Blumpkins.
I can see... he loves them. I think he's going to say something like, you're not doing your job as your wife.
Oh, yeah.
The temptation to flirt with other women? And if so, how do we go about it?
Well, keep in mind that a man likes to have affirmation, the fact that he's still attractive to members of the opposite sex. There isn't anything wrong with that. You remember... Job said, I have made a covenant with mine eyes that I will not look upon a maid. But nevertheless, I mean, this is the way men are.
Job said, don't fuck the maid.
He said, yeah.
That's what he said?
Yeah, well, he's saying, you know, Job said this, but nevertheless.
But Job is isn't he a big character in the Bible?
Of course.
Well, fuck.
Job said, I have made a covenant with mine eyes that I will not look upon a maid. But nevertheless, I mean, this is the way men are. And you should, in my opinion, is just go along and say, look, let's love each other. Be the center of his life. And don't worry about this. I mean, you know.
Let him fuck other women.
Think about this. Pat Robertson's narrative in this story is that the women flirting with the guy, they're Satan.
Always.
And the woman writing this letter for advice, she is also Satan.
And she's just not obviously not letting her man know that he's hot as fuck anymore.
You gotta validate this piece of shit.
It's just go along and say, look, let's love each other. Be the center of his life. And don't worry about this. I mean, you know, suspicion is a terrible thing. Jealous.
She found emails.
It sounds like Pat Robertson might have experience in this type of thing.
Other, be the center of his life and don't worry about this. I mean, you know, suspicion is a terrible thing. Jealousy is an awful thing. And it'll lead to terrible disruption in your life if you're constantly jealous. Be the woman of God. Be the helpmeet that God intends you to be and live with him in joy.
Suck it up.
Literally.
Is what he's saying.
Suck it up more.
Suck it up.
And validate him. Validate him.
And don't be jealous, you jealous bitch.
Now,
holy shit.
Now, what if the letter was a little different It was a husband writing about his wife being flirtatious. Would she be a Jezebel?
Oh, Jezebel, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be jealous. Be the woman of God. Be the helpmeet that God intends you to be. And live with him in joy. And become the center of his life because you're so loving. That's what you need to do. Don't be always suspicious about somebody else.
God damn!
It's totally the woman's problem.
Don't be always suspicious of someone else. See these emails and, you know.
I became suspicious that he's been unfaithful after I saw email messages suggesting he has been unfaithful. He admitted to me he has a problem with temptation to flirt.
Wow.
You know he's cheated on
her.
Oh,
yes.
Like, I found these emails. Does this mean you've cheated on me? Oh, no, honey.
Oh, God.
I do admit that the devil tempts me. His sounds a little tickle down to my nether regions.
Well, that's how Pat Robertson sees it. That's crazy.
Right. And you're making it worse by being jealous, you whore.
Now, Pat, I have a question. Not you, Pat, but Pat Robertson, who I'm sure is listening on. Oh, God, it's almost time
to go.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, whatever. Here's the end of my comment. Pat Robertson's an
suck
asshole.
A dick.
There you go.
fuck Pat Robertson.
You know.
Let's get the hell out
Yay.
Of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow,
Damn.
Hump Day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on your favorite podcasting application. Or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Danke.
Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where he went. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, his Facebook, or Radar Comedy. Go to his schedule on his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see what's going on tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Hey, everyone.
Whoops. I didn't want to start that yet.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
Hey, everyone. This sparkle season. Hey everyone, this sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.